the whole meeting.
Okay, we're going to start recording here. Okay, we are live. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Columbia City Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, August 24th, 2021. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on August 10th. Were there any changes or corrections?
I do not.
I had none.
Okay. Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as presented from the August 10th meeting, Board of Works meeting.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the street closing permit. And since my name's on there, I'll probably just go ahead and present it. As you know, in the past years, minus last year, we've held Movie on the Square. And so we're doing that in conjunction with Columbia City Connect. The movie is Onward. If you've not seen Onward, it's a good Disney movie. Actually, I think it came out at the beginning of COVID, so it's it was a good COVID flick, I guess. But in any case, we are asking for basically an extension of the closure for First Friday, but just on Chauncey Street. So closing off from Van Buren to Market on Chauncey Street, just so people can go back and forth to the restrooms or whatever there. I did include a map for Tom's purpose. If you notice that, it said map for Tom. So. Any questions about that? Okay.
I'll make a motion that we accept the street closing for the Movie on the Square as presented.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion?
Just a question.
Yes.
There is construction going on around the courthouse. We'll be on the opposite side of that.
Mm-hmm. It'll be kind of molded around that, if you will. So it shouldn't. Hopefully it's not impacted by that. Columbia City Connect was in charge of talking with the county about that. So,
okay.
Other questions? Okay. All those in favor show by the usual sign. Nicole and Walt approve, and I'll abstain. So the motion carries. Next up is the plat approval for Cambridge Crossing Section 3. We have the plat. Indian River Cove and West Portsmouth Cove. Those both seem like a mouthful. Have you all had a chance to look at the plat?
I just got it today, so I thought I had.
Oh, okay. Doesn't it go through technical review at some point first? Or is that before it's secondary plat? Is that before or after first plat?
That's a great question.
Because I know it's supposed to go through technical review among our department heads, but I think that happens before secondary plat. I don't think it happens at first plat.
Probably so.
I replied to Amanda with the planning letter.
Do you guys want to see it before we sign it?
I've seen it. Everything should be
good. Replied.
You've already replied. Okay, so you guys have seen it.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a whole bunch of crickets when I asked the question. So. Okay.
Well, I just got another one today, so now
I replied.
Did you reply?
Okay. I'll make a motion we approve Cambridge Crossing Section 3's plat.
I've been out here so many
times. Second.
Okay, motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I got a marker here for you.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. Take a pen, sign in, put the
pen in the...
Put the other pen in this bucket.
Nicole! Bills!
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable vouchers dated August 24th, 2021 in the amount of $1,005,147.73.
I'll second. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $255,030.93 plus overtime in the amount of $7,031.96 for the pay file ending 8/13/21.
I'll second. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. So we have an ordinance violation, I believe, that's in front of you for 894 North Emancipation Court. I believe Sally sent something out on this. Where are you, Sally? Okay. So supposedly she moved into her home in January. It's been a standstill with the builder, getting things completed so the landscaper can come in and do the rest of her yard. She shared that they were at her place yesterday to level the backyard but still have utilities that have to be rerouted to the front, and that should be done this week. She has the bushes. She's had the bushes for weeks but are just waiting for the builder to get it done. Obviously, she's asking for an extension. We have a recheck scheduled for September 2nd. Yes.
Oh, that's nice. Fills in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. This is the original, as Rosie said. You want to take a look at it?
I got it.
Yeah, okay.
We even got all this stuff done around the house. That dirt looks like concrete.
I mean, you can tell, obviously, the property isn't done because there's no sidewalk.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. Gary, I don't know if you have any comments on this. Obviously, Officer Madison is the one that's been handling it and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, she has special circumstances. And there's not, I think it's beyond her personal doing, but... I don't see any reason why not give her an extension. As long as she give you a time frame on it.
She didn't ask how much, but yeah, she asked for an extension. So
I mean, I guess if we do a recheck on the second,
how much,
and still in that way, maybe we can have a conversation with her and ask her maybe a better time frame on when she thinks she can get it taken care of.
Yeah.
So can we do an extension with the date set at Gary's discretion?
Yeah, I mean, I think we could.
If they're the ones that are going to be talking to
I think
to
we
her.
Could. I mean, the other option is, go ahead, I'm sorry, Walt.
No, I'd say the September 3rd, is that what
Second.
Second?
Yeah, whatever that date is, that's the recheck. That's when he goes back. The officer goes back.
That's a Thursday. Okay.
So it's about
then
2 weeks.
When's the next meeting after that for council?
Would be
board works.
Be a week after that.
So I'd say it would give them.
It's a week and a half.
I mean, I like your suggestion to give them an opportunity to work out the issues that they're having with their builders. And, but if that next board works, we should see some results.
What utilities are being relocated?
RMC, I'm guessing.
Okay.
That's RMC, then.
Well, it's still 2 weeks out. I mean, she might have it.
Well, I guess here's my question, and again, it's, I know that in Sally's email, she said she was that she would be too emotional maybe to come to this meeting, and I get, trust me, like I want to be sympathetic to that for sure. I guess one of the thoughts I have is that I wish she was here so she could answer, but I mean, I get it. We can't have a mower. I get she can't get a mower through there, and so I want to take that into account, right? And looking at those plants, they don't look like regular grass. I don't know what they are. They're weeds of some sort, obviously, but it doesn't look like regular grass.
I'm sure that's just leftover material that was dug out.
Yeah. So it's probably, you know, how some of those weeds have pretty thick bases, so you really can't go through and like weed eat or anything like that. So I mean, I'm willing to give her a couple of weeks.
So September 2nd is 9 days from now.
Yep.
And then our next meeting would be 12 days from that.
12 days from that day.
From the 2nd.
Oh, from?
Because our meeting's on the 14th.
14th, okay.
So I'd give the officer time in between to see if we can put closure or have a plan that it can make a report back to us on that next meeting.
So, I guess the question, you know, keep in mind we have Labor Day in the middle of that too. Is it something where we want to put like a deadline of the 14th? So, whereas, you know, if it's not done by the next meeting, we can have a checkup, or do we want to extend it out to say, you know, needs to be done by, you know, the end of September or something. It's really hard to kind of throw a date out there not knowing where the builder and where, you know, the homeowner.
How about I get a better answer on September 2nd when we go on to a recheck? I'll try to make contact with her personally and see if she has an idea of what is going on. And hopefully it's fixed by then.
So how about we extend it to the next Board of Works meeting? And then, depending on kind of what Gary brings back, and if she wants to come to the meeting, please feel free to invite her, obviously. Because I do think it would give us a better sense of what she's been through.
Right.
Obviously, we're trusting Sally that, you know, it's been an ordeal. We understand that. I guess what that is, I'll make a motion that we grant an extension through September 14th. And obviously anticipate a response back from the police chief.
I'll second that.
Question.
Motion seconded. Question.
Looking at the pictures, I don't see any signage for high grass. And so just to keep the neighborhood abreast of what we're doing so that they don't call in, maybe we can be proactive and just put a couple there.
It said the notice was posted on the property.
It's behind the weeds.
Yeah.
Well, it could have been they took the weeds or they took the pictures and then put it in, so it's possible. But Gary, can you confirm that the sign's been put up?
I will.
Okay, thank you. So I agree with you to let the neighborhood know. Now, I will say that neighborhood is a pretty tight knit. There's only like 6 or 8 houses, I think, in that whole subdivision. But still, I agree with you. The neighbors need to be kept abreast of the situation and that it's being worked on. So when you talk to the homeowner, make sure she understands that we need to keep those signs up so the neighborhood understands we're working on it. But okay. So I have a motion, second, other discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Department head reports. Sean.
Got exciting news during break.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Don't push my bubble.
I had a meeting today with Spectrum Engineering about the North Substation Injury Project that we've been working on. You guys approved the purchase of the 69 kV circuit breakers a couple months ago. soon. We do have a bypass switch to still purchase. That'll probably be on the next Board of Works agenda. I'm hoping I got the quotes back. I'm looking to go out and do some research on these companies to see what kind of feedback I can get on them. So hopefully by the next meeting, I'll be coming to you with some 69 kV bypass switch information and a quote. I'm expecting it to be probably around $40,000 for the switch. Then we'll have a month after that or so, we'll have the construction costs and contractor costs and all that coming in. So we're still working on that. We're still working in Westgate on digging in the boxes and transformers and junction boxes there. So it's moving along nicely. We're kind of putting a hold on it right now so we can move on to this substation project because funds are not always unlimited. So other than that, just general maintenance. The guy set the pole today behind where the new levy is going to be. So we'll be working on that service to that new supermarket or whatever you want to call it soon. So then just daily activities.
Questions, Sean?
Sean, is the invoice for the work on that 64 kV, that project, will that be due this calendar year or will it carry over?
Yeah, that'd be, so that work should probably be bid out in September, late September, and awarded in October, not to begin until January, probably.
Okay.
So that'll be next year's invoice.
Thank you. Tom?
To no surprise, staffing continues to be an issue for the fire department. When we're on emergency scenes and we're not getting volunteers, we're not unlike any place in the nation. It's a dying breed. So I urge Council Board of Works to always consider the fire department for staffing. Our training building that we purchased, the parts are in. Well, most of the parts. We're still missing some bolts and things like that. I told him I wasn't going to sign off on the second part of the PO until those were brought here. We're working on the zoning portion of that. And then also we had to put in with the state a request for a,
appeal or variance?
Oh my gosh, it was on the tip of my tongue. For a variance in the state, it was questioning why we were having to do that, and I said, well, we have a few things that we just have to jump hoops to make happen to keep our local building department happy. So they said it probably would not even get out of committee before it was approved, and we wouldn't have to go down. So that's good news. And then final, I would like permission from the Board of Works to refill a position. Doug Reed turned in his 2-week notice. His last day will be the 6th of September, or the 4th. That's that Saturday. It's either the 4th or 6th. And I'd like to refill that position. I was speaking with Beth in reference to trying a lateral process first and see if we could get a lateral transfer in, save us a lot of time and money. And if we couldn't do that, then move forward with a full hiring process. So,
Any problems?
Tom, just to clarify, so you will have the opportunity to put that together this year in regards to the burn location with all the proper paperwork signed prior to starting?
You're asking if we will have it completed before the first year?
And all paperwork required?
I am very hopeful that that is the case. I think we will.
Okay.
I'm 99.9% sure that we're hoping to get started on this thing end of October, 1st of November, and from what we're understanding, it'll take us about a week to put it together.
Okay, so until...
Us doing it.
So until we see the paperwork, then we're on hold?
Yeah, we can't do anything else with it until...
I'm just wanting to make sure I understood.
That's good.
I'm sorry. Sean was asking. The concrete's ready. The strip footers are already poured.
Right.
We've just got, we've got Yeagle on hold to come stack them for us, and then the guys are going to put all the components together. I see no issues with having it done before December. It's just a matter of if we get all of our I's dotted and T's crossed with the building department.
Okay, but I guess, sorry if I'm repeating myself, but the, but the permits that you need to put it there will also be completed prior to construction.
Correct. Okay. Correct. We're, the zoning thing's supposed to happen at their next meeting, the first, towards the beginning of September, and then the thing down in Indianapolis, they're saying that will probably just, as soon as the committee meets there, it won't even go to a hearing. It'll probably be approved in committee. So, yeah, that should all be done by the end of September. That's why I'm saying we'll probably be cutting on it and putting doors and stuff in it by the end of October. But then at the end of September to the end of October is when we're going to hope to get Yeagles in there to stack them for us.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Questions, Tom? Thank you. Chip?
Couple things. We had a great meeting today. But we've been meeting frequently with Cody and Matt and Neer dealing with Spielman, so we're trying to get that all updated and everything. So hopefully we'll get there by 2022. And funny, I'm sorry. So everything's going really well.
Questions of Chip? Yes, Tom.
Can you come back to me? Because I don't. Did I get approval to rehire that position? I don't think we did.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I think we had consensus, but I'll go ahead and take a motion to replace.
I thought HR and you were going to confirm something before we.
Well, I want to get approval for either or, and that is I would like to do a lateral transfer to see if we could do a lateral transfer. Find out from other agencies where they have firefighters that's already in 77 police fire pension to see if there's interest from another firefighter from another location that would want to transfer here. That would save us time and money. If we don't get that interest, I'd like then the permission to go ahead with a hiring process and just start a fresh hiring process. The police department tried this a year or two ago. They didn't get anybody through a lateral.
But I think those can run concurrently, can't they?
Can't that, you? I don't know.
Because you're hiring a firefighter, so whether they're lateral or they're not lateral, you should be able to run concurrently.
Right. There's a big difference in how they work, though, because with a lateral, you don't have to do the agility test,
sure.
The written test. It's just interviews.
Sure. But that really is based on whether or not you get applications. And if the candidate's from those applications, then you can move them through a process. And if for some reason that doesn't work, you can still go back and take the other hirees as an opportunity.
Right. My fear is running them concurrent is that it would scare away anybody that would, if we start a fresh process, they're going to go, well, you're going to hire somebody from another location. So I guess my thoughts are I would rather see us do one and then the other.
Yeah. It just will delay the process if you don't get a lateral. But so I don't have a problem with that. So does that make sense?
Yeah, I was just clarifying. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that to allow Tom to move forward with the replacement of a firefighter.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
Thank you.
Chip, you good?
Yes.
Question to Chip. Thank you. Gary.
Well, speaking of Chip's meetings, I've been having a lot of meetings myself. I've been meeting with DCS, Sheriff's Department, Prosecutor's Office, trying to get the collaboration to make this a safer community. So I've been doing a lot of work on that here lately. Received a grant from the Indiana Criminal Justice Institute for the 2022 fiscal year. So we'll be having more manpower out and about, driving around, looking for drive sober or clicking the ticket. So we should see extra officers out on the road. Kids went back to school this past Thursday. Haven't heard any issues or anything. SROs and the school have been working great together. And SROs are getting what they need. Been working with Gina, trying to get our Lexapol policies back going again and getting them all updated. Still working from Lexapol and our old policy, so trying to get that all moved over to Lexipol, and that's been a process. So, dispatch, they're doing the same thing. They're trying to get their SOPs and policies updated. And as Chip said, Matt, Cody, and Shane met, and they're making progress. So, moving forward.
Questions of Gary? Thank you. Mike?
It'll probably be another week before we start down there on Jefferson Street. We're waiting on a tapping sleeve that is on back order. And then we're flushing hydrants this week and possibly next.
During the evening?
Yeah.
During the evening.
In the businesses.
Yeah.
Questions of Mike? Thank you. Mike?
Yesterday, the contractor set the vault out at 700, so it's in place. We've done some measurements and some elevation shots, and it looks like we're going to have to add an 18-inch ring to the top of the vault and then have the lid set on top of that. It's not, the lid's not made yet, so we're still waiting on the hatch, so that's not a big deal. Then we're going to do some painting and some other things. I've talked to the engineers, and we have those specs coming in for that. Force main cleaning, it's either going to be towards the end of this week. We won't be able to get into from SDI to 300, but we'll be able to do 300 to the plant, so we'll have parts of it done. Armstrong, we replaced the pump there. They've been working on cleaning some tanks. We're cleaning stuff like that, so day to day.
Back to the mic. Thank you. Mark?
Still got weeks yet on May this morning. Asphalt will be done until later this fall, but the barn will be done earlier than that. We're going to start putting in the sewer line tomorrow that connects the barn to our office. We did have two trees fall down right over that part of the office today at 3:30.
Oh, nice.
So
Pine trees?
No.
Oh, really?
No, they were.
Did they come from the other woods?
Yes.
Ah, gotcha.
And it was loud, and we didn't know what it was. It's weird.
So but nothing, no property damage.
No.
Gotcha.
So we're going to take those down before we do the transition we did.
Nice.
Football, obviously the full swing. We have games starting the first weekend of September. But it's going well. Guys are working on bathrooms, soccer field, football field, conception center, all that. Get that area ready for the fall. Wydens has started working with the old high school property.
I don't know if you saw my dad joke on that, but someone asked what was happening, and I said they were grading the school property. I'm really proud of that joke. I'm sorry. I know. I can't believe that.
My kids never
Sure. So they,
says nobody will be there, so.
Yeah.
I know it.
Sure, go
Harvard Center has two more weekends, so it's open until Labor Day. And then it's done.
It maxed out on Sunday, it looked like.
Yeah, so Saturday and Sunday are both pretty busy.
That's great.
I'm sure. Most schools are closed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When they had their lifeguard go back to school, just even a couple weeks ago. So that helps us actually.
Yep.
I want to thank the electric department. I know they've been back working at that high school property, giving us power to do lights and bathrooms, floorboards. So, we do that all the time. But I think we should be doing it. We have a high school intern starting tomorrow.
Question to Mark. Thank you. Marcia? RC?
Nothing.
For your information, I'll talk to the council about this as well, but we had a great second meeting today with a fiber provider who is moving forward. They're going to be putting fiber in Columbia City. And so we will have more of a formal announcement on that in the coming days, but they, like I said about the last time, they are more excited than we are, and they're not a small company by any means. They're going to build out the whole community. Basically, I think what they're asking for, without getting too deep here, is maybe two little pieces of property to put their cabinet, if you will, and then maybe if they need to even get onto our backbone, just one, I think they said one strand. So just to kind of get started, but I'm not even sure that that is going to happen or not. So really exciting stuff to have a fiber provider that not only is wanting to come to Columbia City, but more importantly, is asking for very little from Columbia City. So that's really an exciting thing, and I know our residents are going to be very, very excited about that. Their starting price, I think, for 100 meg is $60.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. It's, and I think they said for a gig, yeah. What?
They
want to
talk to you.
Yeah, Rachel, at some point they want to have a conversation with you guys to kind of push out the information about them coming to town and things like that. But until I get official media stuff, I can't give that to you yet. So it's in a media embargo right now. but I think they said for, was it, say a gig was like $90 or something like
99.
That? Yeah, $99 for a gig. That's huge. So that's going to be really exciting for our community. I think it really will continue to elevate the stature of our community, and will continue to provide another way in which our community can continue to beat out some of those other areas. Okay. And frankly, people working from home now, it makes our community that much more attractive. I just wish we were building more homes too. Fill those.
Yeah.
Who wants to be here? But in any case, really happy with that. Really excited about that opportunity. And we will continue working on that. But Sean and Chip and I were all in that conversation today. So that's really exciting. And I think that's all I have excited about.
Walt?
Well,
I'm good.
Nicole?
I'm good.
Chris? Okay. We will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.